We're just a lot of talk. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure, TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we sincerely appreciate you joining us on our program each week. Please tell your friends about it. And, well, maybe you better rethink that. Well, if you want to keep them as friends, maybe
right.
You want to rethink that.
I used to say, if I embarrass you, tell your friends. But at any rate.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Anyway, yeah. We do appreciate you listening. And you're just in time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous.
Cool.
That's cool music.
That's cool.
You got to admit,
cool.
Staccato, even at his age, still knows how to make it happen.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
He's sure like a does. Mustang. He makes it happen.
He does.
All right.
He does.
Teen Queen.
Yes.
Demi Lovato, a former Disney girl, goes wild. What's going on?
This is in the great tradition of Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
And those types.
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton and all of them.
Right.
She is had a meltdown.
Oh, she had a meltdown.
And she went into, I think she's put herself into some kind of treatment.
Okay.
And naturally, the meltdown was sparked by heavy drug and alcohol use. Now, these kids, they play these, like Mickey Mouse parts and Disneyland and
well,
Disney
now
World.
They become
all
big stars.
And now they become big stars because they're cute and pretty
yeah,
and everything.
And then talented.
Then they get sexy and then they get wacky. And so their lifestyle is, you know, pathetic.
Right.
And they rely on drugs and alcohol. And they say she went into a depression or something like that because she broke up with a fellow teen pop star, Joe Jonas, who I don't know anything about.
Well, you don't follow teen pop stars.
No, I don't.
Okay, but he's a very famous teen pop star.
Is he?
Yes, he's almost a Pop-Tart.
Well, he is.
All right.
That, you put him in a toaster in the morning.
Yes, that's how he pops right out.
They toasted each other here, apparently. That sent her on a nice, she was on a downward spiral, so she went into a booze and she punched another girl in the face. All these things that these people do. Now, here, they're the ones who got everything they need.
I know it.
Financially, they got publicity.
Right.
Money.
Right. And there's no
they
excuse.
They can buy anything they want, and they get into this kind of nonsense. And it's kind of funny the rest of us struggle on, go ahead, and they grab headlines not because they're accomplished, but because they're degenerate.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
Unfortunate.
They're really not accomplished. I mean, you wouldn't call them great actors
right.
or great artists.
Well,
or great anything.
They are talented.
Maybe they can hum a song once in a while.
Well, they're talented to some degree. There's no question about that. Now, listen, I want to tell you, when I broke up with Raquel Welch, I did not go into a spin. I didn't go into a deep depression. When you broke up with Sophia Loren, you didn't go into a depression. We handled it. We helped each other through it, and we got through it.
But I was out of breath. I got to tell you something.
Man.
I was tired. Was I tired?
You were tired. But you know what?
Geez,
it was a good tired.
It was.
All right. Here's a guy that's...
I hated to see her go, but thank God she did. I wouldn't be alive.
That's right. She saved your life by leaving you. Right.
Did.
And Raquel did the same for me.
Yeah. Raquel.
Oh.
Terrific. Yeah. You know. The only trouble with Raquel was, I noticed when you used to walk down the street with her, she would fall frontwards.
Yes.
She was
a little
you would have to pick
top
her up
heavy.
A little bit.
I didn't
heavy.
Mind.
It was good.
Yes, it
because
was good.
On a rainy day, you could sit on her lap and stay dry.
No question about it.
You could get in under the...
I love that girl.
You could get the shade.
Yes, you could.
Right.
All right. Well, anyway. You know, it's amazing the women that we've dated in our life.
Yes.
It's just how two guys, you know what it is? I don't think it's our looks. I think it's our personalities.
Probably.
Probably.
I kind of think it was my looks.
You
got to say they're different.
Well, they are. That's right.
Right.
We're different.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, Tom DeLay, who's different, his trial has finally started. And they finally got it started.
I understand. I haven't heard lately, but I understand his trial has started. The thing that, you know, and we've talked about, here's Tom DeLay. And his trial was held up for 5 years.
Oh, that's
you
not
think
bad.
You or I could hold up our trial for
no.
5 years
no.
if we were in trouble? But he was a congressman.
Right.
Now we have this guy, Rangel.
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie Rangel.
Yeah.
You know, who is guilty of everything in the world.
He makes DeLay look like a saint.
That's right. And nobody's tried him. Why? He's a Democrat.
Right.
He was the head of one of the finance committees.
Ways and Means, ways I think he was.
That's right. It's always good to put a crook in charge of Ways and Means.
Because if there's a will...
He had the way, and he stole the means. So he went into a state of limbo. Nobody prosecuted him.
Yes,
didn't do anything with him.
Now
the Republicans are taking over, and I'm asking them that you have a chance. The House tries its own people. Will you get this guy tried?
Oh, they got to get him out of
he's
there.
He's a no goodness.
He's unbelievable. He's a horrible example.
I mean, he's terrible.
You know.
So this is it, and we have to stop giving privileges to these guys in Congress.
Well, you know, a good
or
friend,
in government generally.
Right. A good friend of ours, Mr. Greenberg, was very happy after the elections because he doesn't like Mr. Rangel at all, and I think he's had some dealings with him. So when I said to him, Mr. Greenberg, what do you think is going to happen now? He says, "Ha ha!"
That's right. That's right.
He's ready to go. Anyway, I think we're ready to go. What do you think? Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I am going to go for the show.
All right. And then
in all God's good time.
Well, hang in there, dude. You got a long time to go yet.
Okay.
You know, all right?
Yeah.
But I wish you would cut down on the skateboarding. That you should lay off of.
I should.
You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We're going to take a short intermission. Don't go away. We'll be right back.